I'm Evan Johnson, a research plant pathologist at the University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center.
You showed growers some things about evaluating roots of HLB-infected trees. Why is that important for growers to know how to evaluate those roots?
So HLB is causing a lot of damage to the root system, and even before HLB, root health was an important component of tree management. So it's basically important to know how the pests and pathogens and environmental damage or environmental conditions are affecting the root health of your tree. And so you need to be able to assess, are you getting the new growth that you expect? Are you, a large proportion of the roots dying, or are they healthy? To know whether you have a condition that you need to have tested more thoroughly. Do you need to have Phytophthora sampling? Do you need to measure pH to know if you've got a problem? So it's basically that early identification from a quick field scouting of, do you have a root health problem?
And you can do that as simply as brushing the soil away with your hand for one simple method, right?
Yes, to just get a quick assessment, you can actually just brush the soil away from the fibrous root system. They're only a few millimeters, maybe a centimeter, or I should say half an inch or a quarter inch below the soil surface. And so you can just sweep some away and look at the ratio of how many are almost white, translucent new growth, how many are kind of a yellow young root, how many are brown old root, and then how many are sloughing, rusty brown, or completely sloughing dead root, where you've just got a tiny thin fiber core.
You're still seeking the cause of root loss when trees have HLB, and you said that can affect management.
Yes, we're looking into the cause because that affects management. So we found actually that Liberibacter increases root growth on an infected tree, and so stimulating more root growth is not going to give you your whole tree health response and a yield response you expect. It may actually reduce your yield and increase fruit drop because of the extra resources the tree is putting into the root system. And we also found that a majority of the roots on an HLB-affected tree are dying within 1.5 to 4 months after they grow, so it's only a very small portion of each root flush that survives long enough to be in a real effective nutrient and water uptake system for the tree.
Virtually all rootstocks, including new rootstocks you looked at, are still suffering root loss from HLB.
Yes, all rootstocks are, except for one that we've looked at, are suffering from HLB, and they're suffering that root loss. That's not to say there aren't differences in rootstocks. Some of it may be their adaptation for different soil conditions, and they may have some interaction with the scion that gets better fruit production, but all of them are suffering the damage that HLB does to the root system.
But some of those can still have some tolerance to HLB, correct?
Yes, so on their own, sometimes they can actually be somewhat resistant to infection by the psyllid. However, unfortunately, when commercially viable scion fruit varieties put on top of them, they can get it infected through the phloem tissue and that graft connection.
Any other key points you'd like growers to take away from this?
One key point that we found from looking at some data that we had from pulled trees is actually that the structural roots are dying in HLB-affected trees too. As soon as you start to see that leaf drop and the canopy thinning, some branch dieback, at that stage the structural roots are starting to die back, and they just die back closer and closer to the trunk, leading to permanent damage to the tree that is irrecoverable. So with that in mind, we are still trying to figure out the total scope of what that means, but what we can interpret from that is that establishing a good, healthy structural root system in a new planting is really important before HLB really takes hold. You want to make sure that that root health is as good as it can be to support that tree for as long as possible once it does become infected with HLB.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.